Mic check. Check one. Check two. All right. Oh, wow. This says there's a problem with this call, and I have red bars everywhere, but I can hear you. So that's good.
You have red bars everywhere?
Yeah, red bars. All right. Oh, I think I got a problem with Sponge right now.
Who doesn't like have a problem?
Is it like a what?
It sounds like there's like a bunch of people in somebody's place.
Yeah, I think Franchise has bad internet.
I think Franchise is in the grocery store.
What? Are you serious?
Of course he's serious. Of course Franchise.
Hey, baby, you know this is Franchise. I'm subject to call from anywhere.
What are you picking up right now? Like what brand of baked beans do you buy?
What? For me?
Yeah.
Bushes.
I can't add SpongeBobbies.
He's busy.
Yeah, I guess. All right. I have opening music.
He was questioning what time zone we were taking this in.
Yeah,
because I had said 7:15, and he didn't know. That must have thrown him off. I don't think he knew.
I think what exact SpongeBob time we were gonna. I think SpongeBob's is doing the same thing I'm doing. He was calling mobily.
Well, I guess he did. You had told Franchise that he better be at a Whole Foods, right?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Are you at a Whole Foods?
No, you told Mr. Mike Maurice that.
Marich. Hey, Solo.
Maurice. Okay.
I had to follow E. Diddy on that one.
Yeah, every time I call you, or right before I call you, I just start saying your name and in as many possibilities as I can. All right, hold on.
By the way, E. Diddy, we're going to have a throwdown about Infinite.
Ooh, wait, a baseball throwdown?
We could, yeah.
So whoa.
If I come charging, don't lead with your shoulder.
Okay, hold on. I got to get SpongeBob's back on here because he paid to be here. Is he online anymore? Where is he? Oh, boy. All right, we'll just add him later. I'll put it in there so he can get in. All right. Well, wait, hold on. Can we talk about this real quick?
What about this?
Infinite, just real quick. Have you finished the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
that's why I'm throwing it down.
Oh, all right. And McLean finished the game too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Twice.
Ooh, that's probably twice more than I liked it.
Whoa! And Franchise didn't even get to throw a baseball.
No, he got there.
He did? Did you throw the baseball, Franchise?
Oh yeah, I got to throw the baseball.
That's
you know
the
what's
best
funny?
Part.
My wife got pissed at me because I didn't press the button in time.
Whoa!
I didn't throw either.
You should be pissed.
Oh wow! You didn't take a stand, Borden. You know what that says about you?
I was a pacifist. Yeah. Yes.
Oh no. Well, you'll just let things happen to you instead
well,
of you
then I
happening
everybody
to things.
Down, but
oh my gosh.
See, yeah, she wasn't happy.
Oh, that's serious business right there.
I was eating something and I didn't realize it was going to have a choice and I didn't pay attention.
She's probably questioning her life right now.
My girlfriend sends me to the worst grocery stores, I tell you. I don't know what the fuck.
Does
I
have
walked
a...
around that store for 20 minutes looking for Snapple.
why did you go to a gas store?
Yeah, why didn't you go to the Snapple aisle? That's where I find them.
Where's the Snapple aisle?
Who knows?
You know, usually they have a drink aisle. This store has three drink aisles. What the fuck, man?
Oh, man. Okay.
That made absolutely no sense to me. And then when I get home, I'm going to play Justice versus Injustice, The Gods Among Us.
Yeah. Why? Don't do it.
You did hear he said yeah in between that.
Oh. Play Bioshock Infinite again.
No.
Or try to play it again.
Why? You didn't even finish it, Franchise?
Hell no.
Oh my gosh, it was so good though.
So it's two versus two then, huh?
Wait, hold on. Franchise, did you throw the baseball?
Oh.
McLean played it twice. He loved it.
No. He says he doesn't.
I didn't hate it.
How can you not like something and play it twice?
It was okay.
It was amazing.
Maybe like the third best BioShock game I played.
But that's top five games of all time.
It's
so.
Actually probably the fourth best for me.
I think it's like the 10th best for me.
Wait. Kids,
being age 70.
Did you throw the baseball franchise?
I threw the baseball.
Oh my gosh. What is wrong with you people? I know McClain threw the baseball. I'm not even going to ask him. Guess who else?
I threw the baseball at the guy because he asked me, did I like dark meat? Fucking asshole.
What's wrong with that?
Wasn't that scared? You like dark meat?
Just baseball.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw the baseball at you, bitch.
Guess who else threw the baseball? But, like, he really threw the baseball. There's a guy on Twitter that we all follow. He ran to throw the baseball at the couple. And that is one Pantherodon 2. Like, cool. When I asked him about it, there was no hesitation. Like, he answered the question before I finished asking it.
Did I throw the baseball? I threw it right at that fucker. That's where I threw it at. Asking me if I like dark meat. Should ask my girlfriend if she likes dark meat.
I have to even ask, like, franchise, what did it feel like to play the game as a minority? Were you kind of pissed off about that?
Oh, you must not have read my tweets.
I didn't.
Well, we can't ever determine who or what they're directed at.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Hello.
Hello, Sponge. We can hear you. You're back. Can you hear us?
I specifically said, I am something racist.
It's not racist.
Yeah, are you guys Bobby, is it just me or the judge? Boobies?
What?
Is it what? So, Sponge, we're going to play Injustice Gods Among Us tonight. What the fuck is wrong with his shit?
Sponge?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting mental texts from...
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. We can kind of hear you. Yeah, you don't have good 3G right now.
I have good 4G.
Are you delivering chips right now?
How about now? Hello, hello, hello.
It's not getting much better.
No, I'm pulled over on the road, and then... how about now? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
This all happened once Bourne got on.
What? This is not poker. Sorry.
I can't hear you guys.
You can't hear us?
I'm about to... I'm about to go play poker.
We can poker. Stop it, Fridge. Okay, Sponge.
Wait 10 seconds?
Yep. Sponge.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You need to leave AT&T and get on Verizon
right now.
I can hear you right now.
Sponge, yes. You need Verizon.
Okay, good. I think we're synced up
can
now.
You mute Precious?
All right, quickly.
Are you sure?
Oh boy. I don't know if Sponge is answering my 10 seconds ago or my right now. I can't tell.
Yeah, see, that's not me. It's Bourne. Bourne's messing the shit up again.
He is behind. He is delayed.
Let me ask Sponge.
You should have said that 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sorry, Sponge. He can't even see this chat if I send it to him, Kenny.
Yeah, he should.
You don't think that would be real time?
Who knows?
Shit cost me $8.
To delay, Sponge.
Wait, tell him to read it as soon as he sees it.
You are way behind.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's at least.
Read it as soon as you see it.
It's at least like 7 seconds, right?
Yeah.
No, he's at least 2 minutes behind it.
That is crazy.
You know what's really bad?
I think it's better.
Look, check this out. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. at my girlfriend's house, and I got better reception than you. What the hell is going on?
I think it's better now.
He knew you were going to type that.
All right.
No, how about that? Am I good?
I don't know. Are you?
Am I in the future? Am I in the past?
I think you're in the present.
I think you're in the past.
In the present.
But a couple seconds in the present. So stay right there so we can start. Because I don't know how long your connection is going to hold up.
Okay. Franchise is going to be here for a minute. Hold on.
Oh, wow. Everything got better once he got off.
Huh? What?
Are you going inside, Franchise?
Yes, I'm going inside. Didn't you hear my car? Listen.
Thank you for that. Oh, boy. I can't believe we did as many of these as we did. I'm not going to lie.
One season, let alone two.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I'm starting this music, Franchise, because we have to listen to it.
YOLO.
All right, thank you.
Take me out to the ball.
Heard me, right?
When you see me stepping, I can see you threatened, cause your bitch is sweating. Her move a ladder, board about the water, need a weapon. Her breathe aggression, beat your head and teach your teeth a lesson. I get to hooking, and just for looking, I can see you stressing. Bleed your compression when I'm up in the street. I get to bashing, it's a fashion like a trend when you suffer defeat. This rugged beat reflects my feet, landing up in your cheek. I run with easy thunder feet as I'm rushing your team. Race for flat, through my base for flat. It's made for that, I waste the whack, blood straight back, like a paintball splat. I state the facts, Seven's leaving a statement. Standing Jason Hayden. And then they fucking bleed on the pavement. It's the same dude who shaped you with insane crew. I'm the rage you, swinging like Babe Ruth. I blaze through, faggots I hate you.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is not a... We're going to have to edit that because we do not hate anyone here. Right?
What did it say?
Oh, I can't repeat that. That is too awful.
I missed it.
We love everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you for everyone for joining us for the final, the finale of the TPS NBA, the TPS NFL, the TPS MLB, even though we'll pick it up later, eventually, because the season will still be going on and football will be going on. But our season two fantasy sports podcast, I'm eDiddy999, one of the hosts. And with me today is Born34.
Hey.
Franchise254.
Yo.
John_McLean.
Hello.
And Sponge Bobby's, the sponsor, the two-time sponsor, three-time sponsor, all-time sponsor of our fantasy podcast and fantasy championships. Welcome to the show.
I'm back from the future, calling from the past.
And you've been gracious enough to sponsor a TPS NFL championship, $100 PSN card, which $50 got donated back and then put back into the pool for our NBA last year.
Uh-huh.
And then this year for the NBA, you gave away $100?
Sure did.
Is it $100 that you gave for an NBA.com purchase?
Tencent. Sure did.
Oh, Lord, he's in time traveling again. What are we going to call it? What's that, Doc Brown? We're going to call you the real Doc Brown.
Of leaping.
Okay, Sponge. Yeah. Because we can't really understand if you can hear what we're saying right now, I'm going to talk extra long so that you can start talking about 3 seconds before I stop. And it didn't work.
A Mexican?
Okay, Sponge, I'm going to give you like 2 minutes to talk about anything so that I can hang up on you.
I can hear all of you.
This isn't working. You're so far behind.
All right, I'm going to start.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling it. I'm basically here to tell you guys thank you for the hard work for this awesome podcast. Yes, I am giving $100. And at first it was going to be anything out of the NBA.com store. But the way the economy is and the way things are going within the economy, I figured I'll give you, the winner, $100 and you can buy whatever you want. Basically pay a phone bill, pay your gas bill or even buy your wife something nice or your girlfriend or even your dude, depending on how you swing. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hook you up with $100. Actually, it's $110. I got an extra 10 for shipping and handling for the NBA, but I figured, you know, maybe, you know, your credit's not good or what have you, and you can get your wifey a nice card to Denny's or something. I don't know. But that's it, boys.
Okay, wait. Well, real quick, because there's technically one more day in our fantasy basketball season, and there's a lot of players going on that day. I think every NBA team plays. And technically, I guess, somehow, some way, Bourne could come out a champion, even though, as of right now, you're down over 200 points.
Yeah.
Something miraculous could happen on April 17th, and you could come through in the clutch. Now, you have a lot of guys that are probably not going to play on the final day.
I'm calling from the 17th, and he's not going to win.
You right now are matched up against Ron Bro, basketball reasons, and you put up a good fight. But if I was a betting man and I could bet against this game right now, knowing what I know, I would have to bet against you because 200 points, that's a lot of points.
Yep. Pretty much from out the gate, really. I mean, he put 149-92 on the first day, and I basically just couldn't catch up at all throughout the rest of the week or the rest of the 2 weeks, really.
Are you reading from notes?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
I don't have a losing speech prepared yet. If that's
a concession speech?
I'm testing it. I guess I'm not in the past.
No, I think you're right on with us. So
Franchise, thank you for hanging up.
Oh, what a surprise. We have a bad connection to Franchise.
Yeah, talking shit to me.
Okay, so Sponge, basketball reasons right now, he's probably going to pull this out. I mean, because Bourne, I mean, they're going to sit like everyone on your team.
Yeah, pretty much looks like.
Tomorrow.
Even Raymond Felton.
Wow. Out of all the guys who don't deserve to sit, like he should be punished.
He deserves to sit, but for another reason.
What?
Because he's Raymond Felton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That does make sense. Now, Sponge, we're not going to get too much into this NBA yet. What I want to talk about with you is Kobe going down. And pretty much, well, this is the best thing that could happen to the Lakers, okay? Because as we like to say around here, Kobe is the problem, okay? He was like the handcuff holding the Lakers behind their own backs, okay? Once they free themselves of Kobe, now they can become the team that they need to become. D'Antoni can mold them into a quality first-round losing playoff team.
So you're saying that
mold them into injured players.
So you're saying Gasol's the one that kicked Kobe in the knee.
Pau, go win me a championship. That's his nickname. And his nickname is that for a reason.
This is the way I see it. Okay, Kobe's not there. Okay, we still have a chance at either taking a couple teams out of the playoffs, but I don't think we have the chance to become a championship team this season. But next, this actually opens the doors for Dwight Howard to prove that he can carry the legacy of the Lakers.
Well, he's already proven that he can take a team to a championship by himself. Because those Orlando Magic teams were just Dwight Howard and a bunch of bums. Let's be honest.
I know. I understand. And hopefully he decides to stay and end his career here with the Lakers. But, it is sad to see Kobe not being able to be. But I'm hoping he's pulling a Paul Pierce on us.
And he's going to come out like nothing happened?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's going to get carried out. Like crying, I'm dead, put me in a wheelchair, I need a stretcher, maybe an ambulance on the court type of situation. And then 5 seconds later, come out like nothing happened. Not even...
I don't know the rest, but yeah.
So what about,
I mean,
well, go ahead.
They did the surgery the next day. And they're saying within 2 weeks, he should be back on his feet. So, if anything, if he wants to go out with the bang and he does decide to play with stitches, Can it be done? I mean, is it possible?
If anybody can do it, Kobe can do it.
What?
Right.
Look what happened with our test. Our test was supposed to be out for another 3 more weeks.
Wolverine!
Exactly. Adamantium.
Okay, Born. I know you're not the biggest Kobe fan, but let's be honest here, okay? You were cheering when he got hurt.
No, not that day. Who else? Somebody else got hurt that day, wasn't there?
A big time injury?
I thought
my Lakers stocks got hurt.
No, I thought it was Kobe, and then somebody else I thought got hurt or got injured.
Kobe's knee, because Kobe's knee is a different another person.
I can't remember
Kobe's knee. Oh,
we need to make a meme, a meme or whatever you call it.
So what do you think of the Lakers' chances? Are they a better team without Kobe?
Haven't they won a couple games out of the last one? Howard's really starting to not feel nervous anymore, I guess.
You know what? It's funny. The way they're playing, it feels like college ball to me.
Well, good. If they can win, I mean, look it. They have to, if they get the 8 seed, or do they have the tiebreaker against Utah? Does anybody know?
If they win tomorrow, they're officially 7 seed.
Okay. If they have to play Oklahoma City, they are done.
Actually, no, because Kobe does hold them back a little. So they might have that extra run under their legs to keep up with Oklahoma. But I'm hoping we do play the Spurs, because that's what it seems like we're going to be doing.
McLean, what about you?
Wait. I thought I heard that the Spurs didn't want to play the Lakers. Is that just because Kobe was on the team?
No, so they're afraid of Dwight Howard. Who can guard him? Tiago Splitter? Tim Duncan?
I just never heard why they did. I heard there was all these rumors, you know, that they were tanking games on purpose because they didn't want the number one seed.
Well, they don't want to play the Lakers. They want someone else to take care of the Lakers because they're afraid they might not make it through.
Everyone is afraid of the Lakers.
I don't understand now that
they're
Kobe's not there. Why?
Team.
Yeah, with there's Kobe.
There is one team that's not afraid of the Lakers, and that's Dallas. They're terrified of the Lakers.
Nobody's afraid of the Lakers.
I've been hearing this all over that nobody wants to play the Lakers. You want to go against the Twin Towers?
You've heard that from Laker fans.
Pau Gasol and Dwight Howard.
Everyone else is laughing at the Lakers.
Fully healthy. Nobody has seen a tandem like this ever.
They got 4 Hall of Famers and they might not even make the playoffs.
No, they're in and they're going to beat upset Oklahoma City or San Antonio, both on upset alert.
Is it too late for,
Utah?
No. Who's the guy who left Cuban and went on to Oklahoma City again?
Oh, Fisher?
Fisher, yeah. I was going to say Harper for some reason. Is it too late for Fisher to go over to LA to help out?
No, it's never too late.
Yeah.
Maybe he
only wants to play for contenders.
Oh, true.
That's why he left Dallas?
Yeah, and LA.
Is Dallas even in? I haven't even been keeping up on that.
I don't know.
No, they're not in.
Let's check. Hold on. Let's check.
You haven't watched the video of the refs rigging it for the Lakers?
Oh, is that what happened?
Is that what they're calling it?
Wow.
You didn't see it?
No.
No, I haven't been talking to any Dallas fans.
No, it's a compilation. It's not just the Dallas game.
Oh, okay.
It's all the games recently?
All the recent games.
You know what I did see, though? I did see the beard shaving video.
I heard you were watching it, but I didn't know.
Did that really need all that? Really? I mean, they literally had cameramen running in there, like putting the camera up in his face. Camera to his face. Camera to the mirror. Camera to his face. Camera to the mirror. Like, it's a different view. Really?
It's a big moment.
It's just a losing beard. That's what they should call it. We lost too much, so I had to grow a beard.
Why didn't they keep it going?
Because they're hiding their faces.
Because they're not men.
It was 500 and shave. Because they were 10 games under 500 earlier.
Yeah, and then they lost the next game.
Which game?
Their next one. Whatever their next one was.
Oh, well, that's OG Mayo's fault.
Why?
They're not following YOLO. They're following YOSO.
Rick Carlisle threw him under the bus, which he's never done to any player.
So what did he do?
He just didn't show up, didn't put any effort.
Oh, well, he was playing against his old team.
Yeah, which it made Rick Carlisle extra mad.
He was just sad. He was like, man, I could be in the playoffs. This is really bumming me out. Look at me. I'm stuck with this guy that just shaved his beard. He can't be ready for the season, but he can shave a beard.
He's been terrible the second half of the year.
Oh, wow.
He's just scared of shooting it.
Is this the first time in how long that Dallas has done in the playoffs?
12 years.
Wow, 12 years?
That's sad, man.
That is sad.
Why is it sad?
No, that's sad.
12 seasons.
Literally, I have a tear in my eye right now. I'm glad I'm not a Mavs fan. Let's just say that.
So what team? it's a tear of beer.
You'll get OJ Mayo next year.
No, we're drafting.
You will. They'll make a trade. They're going to make a trade for Mayo.
They are going to draft Trey Burke.
What team kept them from the playoffs?
The Utah Jazz.
Yeah, it was the Jazz.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
The 8 seed?
Yeah, I know.
And the Nuggets.
Cuban should have traded Dirk while he still had value. Now he's stuck with him.
Have you seen what he's done since the All-Star break?
Yeah. He's grew a beard. I saw that. Was that beard sponsored? Should have been sponsored. If that beard wasn't sponsored,
Omar,
that's a missed opportunity.
Omar the barber. That's OJ Mayo's barber.
Is it Omar?
He brought to the Indiana game.
Oh, man.
When they had a chance to get to 500.
And you didn't get to use him?
No.
That's terrible. Okay, so NBA playoffs are going to start here real soon. We all know what's going to happen, though, right? I mean, it's Miami Heat in the East, and it's the Lakers in the West.
Whoa.
What?
The Knicks?
No, the Heat. What about the Knicks?
Hold on. Who do the Knicks play? Oh, Boston. Never mind. They're out in the
I'm going to call it before I hang up.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's going to be the Heat and the Clippers.
What?
The Clippers? Are you kidding me? Come on, stop. You just got to be an L.A. homer, okay? Just because the Lakers are terrible doesn't mean you get to jump on the Clippers bandwagon.
I'm not jumping a bandwagon. I want them to lose.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Clippers didn't even want to put their banner up in Staples Center because they had nothing else to show?
Because they have one little banner?
They don't want to put the banner up because it's not a championship banner.
Oh, they only play for championships? The losingest franchise in NBA history only plays for championships?
Just because they have the most wins, and they don't want to put that banner up, because when you look up there, all you see is Kings championships and Laker championship banners. And there's this one little spot. It's about foot wide for the Clippers, and there's nothing there yet.
All they did was win the worst division in the West, so okay. I can understand.
Congrats. Anybody could have won.
Oh, you beat the Lakers. Great. Get in line.
Who doesn't beat the Lakers? Actually, though,
Dallas.
Without Kobe, though, completely different team. Contender.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay, Sponge, anything else before we let you go? We appreciate your sponsorship. Thank you for the all the winnings for all of the fantasy leagues that we've had. Hopefully you can sponsor more, but we're not asking. But we would not kick a gift horse in the mouth. Well, no, I won't go there. Any last words before I hang up on you?
All I got to say is, come on, Lakers, let's do it.
Yeah, contender.
Let's show Kobe it's time to retire.
Yeah, send him on his way.
He's
with
getting
the
amnesty, you know that, right?
He's getting amnesty?
I'd be very sad if they get Dirk over here.
Wait,
I'm going to grow my beard.
Can you amnesty a player and re-sign him?
Not in the same year.
Not in the same year. Okay, so he would have to go away at least 1 year.
He would have to come to Dallas.
He's going
to
go play baseball and then come back.
Actually, probably soccer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, LA Galaxy.
They need somebody. Or didn't they win the championship last year?
Yeah, two years in a row.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They're actually putting their banners where the Clippers would actually have theirs. All right, guys. Thank you. And let me know who wins. I'll be watching the twatters.
Yep. I'll announce it when it goes official. Ron Bro.
Who
speaking of which, thanks for, I realize you just have been including actual Rajon Rondo's that's Twitter account into it.
That's McClain's fault.
Was it?
Nicely yeah.
Done. That's him.
Nicely done. I'm like, I didn't know he had an account, and then I checked it, and it's actually Rajon.
Did he tweet you back?
No, he'd be pissed at us.
Probably. All right, guys. Thank you. Take it easy.
All right. Night, night.
Later, man.
Peace.
Night, night.
And that was SpongeBob's. Mater.
Where's Franchise?
What's up?
Why'd you call?
Mater? Is that what you just told him?
Yeah.
You called me.
No, I didn't. Stop.
Are we recording right now?
Yes.
Shit.
Why? You're not even in. You're not in basketball, are you?
Don't you have homework or something?
Oh, yeah, you are in basketball. Never mind.
Yeah, he's in the third place.
All right.
I didn't set my lineup.
Where have you been all season?
Oh, in and out. I've been dealing with college stuff.
And? College ain't the end of life. You still got fantasy responsibilities.
I'm trying to... That is coming into consideration as far as my college choice goes.
Doesn't look like it.
If your grades are as good as your fantasy team, you might as well just get a job.
They're worse than my fantasy team.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
I might as well just, like...
Why, is it because you're going to a state school?
What? No. I've been struggling with my grades for a little bit here, just because I didn't do my homework for the first little bit of...
Ever?
Class of the semester, and high school thinks homework is more important than test grades.
Wow.
So, like...
You're on the slow road to hell.
Sorry.
That might have been a little extreme.
It's a real slow road. I'd rather be on a slow road than a fast road.
You're on the fast track to hell.
Because if I was on the fast road, I couldn't enjoy this great scenery.
That's true. All right, let's talk about... Well, first, I guess we could mention the national championship. And it's an unfortunate situation in which you have to play 8-on-5 in a national championship game. I don't know how anybody, let alone Michigan, and even though they're great, and they have great, great young players, playing against 8 is unfair. You cannot, and I repeat, this is NCAA, you need to get your act together, okay? Because when somebody goes and plays against another team, they shouldn't have to play against the refs also. All right? That was a clean block. That was a goaltend. And that wasn't a foul on the three-pointer. I guess, why did they even play the game? How about you just give Louisville and Rick Pitino his $5-something million before they even play the game? That would have been better. You wouldn't have lost the respect of everyone in the United States because that was a travesty. Actually, now that I think about it, Michigan actually won that national championship. They should have to forfeit. And I'm assuming here real soon that we'll find out something very interesting about Rick Pitino.
Is their banner going to go up next to the Fab Five's invisible banner?
They aren't invisible. They exist. They're just in the basement somewhere. All rolled up for no one to see.
For some reason, they stitched the wrong team's logo on them.
You saw them all there, though. That was great. I really appreciated that Chris Webber decided to show up and sit way, way far away from them.
Didn't he use somebody's private jet?
I don't know how he got there. Well, actually, they said he lives in Atlanta. And that's
what I heard. Somebody had given him use of their private jet, but I forget who it was.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I know he showed up, which was great. He didn't really want anything to do with the Fab Five. The four of them were there together, and he wasn't interested. And that's fine. Being there is enough. And I can't say the better team won, because I still think Michigan's the better team. But now that they've lost the national championship, sometimes you got to learn how to lose to win. And now that they've gotten some of the dead weight out of the way, goodbye, Trey Burke. I mean, you're great, but shooting 35% ain't going to win you a national championship. 5 freshmen that play.
Wait, wasn't it the coach's fault?
Well, hold on. Whoa. Whoa, what do you mean, didn't Trey? Spike was hitting threes. He was on fire. You can't sit somebody that's on fire, okay?
Trey Burke was on fire.
Trey Burke was not on fire. Trey Burke was in foul trouble, okay? Now, maybe Beeline fell in love with Albrecht a little bit too much and probably shouldn't have played him at all in the second half. I can agree with you there. But in the first half, foul trouble plus the guy's hitting nothing but threes, you got to leave him in. He's on fire.
So you admit it was a fluke.
Well, here's
the thing. Michigan shouldn't even have been in that game.
What do you mean shouldn't have been in that game?
Shouldn't have been close. Louisville weathered the fluke storm, and they still pulled it off.
Literally, I was sitting there the last 10 minutes of that game just staring at the television because I knew. I knew that they weren't going to come back. I knew that Louisville was too good to let them come back. And my wife was sitting there watching with me, and she would get a little excited when there would be a couple baskets in a row, and I was just staring at the television. Like, no emotion, because I knew what was gonna happen.
It was just inevitable, right?
Yep, I just knew. I mean, I've watched enough basketball, I know how Michigan plays, and I just knew. And I couldn't, like, I was excited for the first 30 minutes of game time. And then the final 10 minutes just sitting there like, really? Really? You're gonna lose this again? It was
ridiculous.
Awful. It was awful. But don't worry, Mater. Don't worry.
I ain't worried.
Because their core is strong. Their core is young. And I'm calling it right now, back-to-back national championships. Next two seasons. As long as they don't lose anybody to the NBA.
Which is likely to happen considering the current state of the National Basketball League.
Yeah, but so are other people. So even if they lose one or five.
This is a really, really weak draft.
What do you mean?
So these Michigan players will get a chance to be drafted.
No. They need to stay in college and win a national championship.
They should do what hockey does.
What?
You can draft players, but they play all 4 years.
So they just draft the rights to them?
Yeah.
Why should they do that?
Because then college basketball would make a comeback.
It made a comeback. Michigan's relevant again.
Oh, just let college basketball die.
No.
Let Michigan continue to compete and slowly kill off college basketball.
Yeah, that's really when you know college basketball's dying, when Michigan's relevant again.
Whoa. It had been 20 years. 20
that's like,
years.
That's like if UCLA started winning championships again.
That's when basketball would really be dead. All right. What else in sports? Anything else of significance?
Has it been too long since Michigan's victory in the pool?
Oh, no. We have to celebrate that.
Yeah. Get wet, Michigan.
Get wet. Michigan. Also, did you hear? They also won the cheer national championship.
Yeah.
Go blue.
They should change their name to Bitchigan.
Whoa! Right? Whoa! Because
they can only win girls' sports.
Whoa! I thought this is not the way I wanted this conversation to go. Wow. That was uncalled for.
What about Notre Dame? What about Skylar Diggins?
Well, that's the thing. And it was rigged against them. How do you put them in the same side?
UConn like 20 times.
No, you cannot put them in the same side as UConn and force them to beat the same team 4 times. That is unfair bracketing.
If they had done it last year, why couldn't they do it this year?
Nobody is asked to do that during a championship run. And I don't know what the committee has against Notre Dame. Obviously, they didn't want to see them in the championship 3 years in a row. And this is a conspiracy.
And that's why you can tell that it was not rigged, because if the women's basketball tourney had any chance of getting any viewers, they would have allowed Notre Dame to win.
It would have been Notre Dame and Baylor. That's who it should have been. That's like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson right there. Those were the two that are supposed to make women's basketball relevant.
Yeah, but they had Hackett Griner in action, and she couldn't do anything about
it. And it
worked? Yeah.
And it worked. Wow. So UConn gets a free championship because the women's bracket was rigged.
No, they get a free one because Notre Dame lost.
So because the bracket was rigged.
Yes.
Nice statement. Continuing on.
Because the bracket was rigged, now Skylar Diggins' draft stock fell, and now I can't go watch her in Chicago because she's out in Tulsa. Are you serious?
I'm okay with that.
Chicago was number 2 pick, and Tulsa was the number 3. They took the Delarante Del Rio girl. You don't know who that is?
She's the Delaware one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they already had the draft?
Yesterday. Yeah, the WNBA
draft. You're telling me you missed it?
I did.
That was the biggest WNBA draft ever.
Wrong day, apparently. Well, I thought they actually were going to give the women a chance to rest after the championship.
No, of course not.
Try and stay relevant. Try and stay relevant.
Del Don? What's her name anyway? Like, gosh, Griner's looks like a beast. Seriously.
What team who had the number one pick?
Phoenix. And they're already stacked.
What's the Phoenix's? Okay. What's the WNBA's, like, naming convention for mascots?
Like, the Lynx.
So they don't take, like, if they're in the same city as, say, the Bulls, they aren't the Lady Bulls?
No.
Just making sure.
The Lady Bulls.
Although that's what my high school's basketball team was named.
The Lady Bulls?
It was the Panthers and the Lady Panthers.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, yeah, like, that's the high school convention is, like, we're the Cougars, and then we don't really call them the Lady Cougars because Cougars are ladies. But
so wait, what do you call them then? Just Cougars?
Yeah, they're just Cougars too.
Do you go?
So what are the guys?
Yeah, actually, that used to be our swim chant: Cougars, 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 rare.
Did it go just like that?
Yeah. And we always like put our hands on the smallest kid. He was the person in the middle because he was.
Wait a minute! I don't like where this is going. Jeez. You might not want to admit that ever again. Do not put that on your college applications. We touched the smallest kid, right there. Okay.
It was in the middle.
So Bourne missed the WNBA draft.
I did.
Which is very disappointing.
Was it a 3-day event as well?
It was hours long. It was at least 2 hours, right? But they have multiple rounds. I think they have like 3 or 4 rounds. Man, how am I going to get to Tulsa? That's the question on everyone's mind.
Contact franchise.
I have a place to stay in Tulsa. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you fly into like Waco.
Yeah.
Fly into Dallas, Fort Worth.
Burn myself to death and then go watch the game in Tulsa. All right. Sounds good. Anything else? Got women's basketball covered, men's college basketball covered, Kobe.
Well, how did the Masters turn out?
The Masters was amazing.
And by Masters, I mean you versus Pantera.
Oh, well, here's the thing. If you want to play like a man, you play like a man, all right? Move only. This is on the PlayStation 3, which was specifically designed as a motion console, okay? So when Tiger Woods comes out and it has move controls, that's the way you need to play. Anybody can play with sticks, okay? That's easy mode. And because he was playing on
easy mode, who chose Tiger?
No, we play our own personalized characters. Here's another thing. Because you can pay to win, I don't even want to know how much Pantera paid for that game, all right?
He can't sell players, right? He can't sell players to anybody else?
Not that I know of. I'm sure he can. You can rent his services. Calm down.
That is a terrible.
So he beat me, but only because he was cheating, of course.
Why? Did you use mulligans?
He used his controller.
Oh, his controller. Okay.
Yeah. Which anybody, I mean, I would be like 800 under if I used the controller.
Did you rage quit afterwards?
Of course not. I rage completed. And I have never played that game with a controller ever. And I want it on the hardest difficulty every time I play. And oh no, I never played on that difficulty. You know,
you should have 10, got a above a snowman at every hole just to piss him off, take forever getting to the hole.
I guess there was a few moments like that. He's like, what are you doing? Look at you, just hit it past the hole again. Oh, but I love it. I mean, I really do enjoy it. I wish the motion was better, but the challenge, I really like the challenge. I'm a scratch golfer. on Tiger 13, move only. Hmm. But the one thing I don't like is that you don't get better by learning the course or learning how to hit the ball better. It's just skill points. So I'm going to get better by default. And eventually I'll start hitting 350-yard drives. Eventually I'll start sticking it on the green, not because I'm actually better at the game, but because I have more skill points. That's the one thing I don't like. I wish there was a way for it
to... You wish it had a real life minus the part where you walk around and actually get to see nice scenery.
Well, I don't mind playing real golf when the weather is appropriate. There's just, you can't do that all the time. And plus...
Yeah, you can't. Oh.
Well... And I need to get better so I can beat Pantera's brains in with a move controller.
Did you watch any of the actual Masters?
Absolutely.
That was pretty phenomenal.
Oh, man. It was great. Tiger played well, and I'm glad he was there on the final day, and I'm glad that he looks like he's getting back. But the drama at the end, who needs Tiger? Because yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was an amazing ending. And to me, they were both clutch.
Yep, I agree.
Like, Scott made that putt, but he didn't have the pressure of being behind.
Well, on that second one, he did.
I guess...
Was it the first one, actually, to tie it, to get in, take it into...
No, well, he made the first one to take the lead.
Right.
And then Cabrera had to come in and do two shots.
Oh, okay.
He had to stick the green and then make the putt. So, to me, that's where the pressure was. Even though Adam Scott acted like he had won the Masters on the 18th hole in regulation, he hadn't done jack. Okay? Because wow. Here comes Cabrera. But it was a great finish, and I'm glad that it ended that way. He just missed a really, really close putt. And that, to me, that's a great that was the difference.
One of the amazing things I get surprised by is certain guys seem to always show up at the Masters, and then you don't hear about them at all throughout the rest of the season.
They only play when it matters.
Like, Day, again, like, where has he been all season? Like, he seemed to play really, really well at the Masters, but I haven't really seen his name up very high at all throughout the year in the past.
Do you think that's part of their competitive nature of, like, not playing to win, but playing to be ready for the main events?
Could be. Rising to the occasion, too, probably.
Right.
When you have all of those great, great players all around you.
Right. Yeah. You know, keeping up with the pace. You know, seeing what the other players are doing, knowing that this matters, knowing that everyone is watching. I mean, that was great drama on a Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
What'd you think, Mater? What'd you think of that? You love the Masters?
I think it was on in a restaurant I was at.
Wow.
I don't know. There was soccer on the other screen, so I was watching that.
What about you, McLean? I know you weren't at any restaurants.
When was it?
Sunday. Sunday afternoon. Early evening.
I was watching the D-League.
What? The D-League playoffs?
Oh, no. Never mind. That wasn't that day.
Oh, okay. Good.
No, I watched the Texas Legends final game.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
They were going up against Springfield Armor.
And?
That's a big rivalry.
But hold on. How do you watch this game first?
It's on local.
They have D-League games on local?
Yeah.
All of them?
As far as I know, yes.
So you could watch Canton's the entire really well. Season. Oh, my gosh.
No, I didn't watch the entire season.
But you could have.
I could have.
That's even worse.
Well, Delonte West is on the team.
That doesn't make it better. And that makes
Melvin
it worse.
Eli.
Oh, gosh.
You're like one of those guys who owns season tickets to their single A, like,
whoa.
Local affiliate.
Whoa, I've been looking prices up, so be careful. We have a single A affiliate.
And, how much are tickets? Like, maybe a bleacher seat?
Wow. Less than an extra value. Okay, continue, D-League.
Well, as you probably know, Dominique Jones joined Springfield.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Whoa.
After he quit on the Mavs.
Okay.
Because Rick Carlisle sent him down to the D-League.
So then he quit.
He said, no, I'm not going to the D-League.
Not for you, I'm not going to the D-League.
Well, he thought he was good.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He realized he wasn't.
So then he accepted the D-League.
Yes.
But
he also wanted to stay healthy, right?
For what?
for
championship run.
Yeah, championship run.
No.
Because
well, here's the thing. He's not even he wasn't even starting
in the
D League.
He wasn't
getting minutes. Yeah.
In NBA, he got minutes on the Mavs, right?
No, he didn't.
Okay. All right.
But he thought he should, apparently.
So, he didn't wait long enough till they started resting all of their stars.
Well, no, that's how bad he is. Because our point guard situation, you know, it's
abysmal.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's Mike James and Darren Collison.
Ooh, not good.
If you can't get minutes, you're terrible.
Hold up, Darren Collison? I know that name.
All right, continue. McLean.
I dropped him from my fantasy team because I hated him. Is that bad?
Does hate have anything to do with fantasy basketball?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It was the only reason why. He sucks. Anyway, continue, John.
John, what's going to be the Mavericks' mantra in the offseason? Are they going to try and sign somebody? Do they actually try and make a conscious effort of making good draft picks?
Well, they're going to have the 13th pick.
Ooh.
Nobody's going to
be left. I mean, unless a miracle happens and they get a top three pick. But this is the highest pick they've ever had, like in 15 years or something.
Is that really? Still lottery? 13?
Yeah, well, they've made it 12 straight years to the playoffs, so no lottery until this year.
So lucky 13.
A bunch of guys are expiring this year.
As in dying, or?
As in
dying? No.
As in their game is dead.
Okay.
Maybe Elton Brand. But, well, Vince Carter's coming back. Sean Marion's coming back. Dirk's coming back. All the old guys.
Oh, gosh, that's not good.
That and then the good. Young guys.
The Expendables.
Yeah.
No.
And then they can keep Collison if they want to re-sign him. He's restricted.
But they don't. Won't. Yeah.
OJ Mayo has an option, which everyone just assumed he would turn down.
Wait, why?
To get overpaid by Detroit.
No, stop. Don't. No.
But now that he's terrible, now that Rick Carlisle has...
Exposed him?
Exposed him.
Hometown discount.
Yeah, he might want to keep that one-year option. So it's up to him if he's back.
So they don't draft like San Antonio does?
No, well, they sign players.
The last guy they really got was J.J. Barea, but he was undrafted. Oh, and then this year they got Jay Crowder in the second round. It's pretty legit.
No, he's not pretty legit.
He's a stud.
He is not a stud. He's like a poor man's Kenneth Faried.
Which is a great thing.
That's still not bad.
No, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. A homeless man's Kenneth Faried. My bad.
That's a little more accurate, okay.
No, he would have been Jay Crowder would have been a lottery pick this year.
Yeah, this year. That doesn't.
Because this year's draft is terrible.
Bad, yeah.
Except for Trey Burke. I agree.
Is that injured guy from Kentucky still going to get the number one pick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's still projected number one. That's how bad this draft is. Torn ACL and all.
But no, I just read that could Trey Burke go number one overall? Question mark? Probably not.
Well, I read that too. It said Orlando would take him, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't want Noel.
Yeah, a specific team in a specific situation, which, no, he needs to fall to Detroit. Detroit needs him.
Why does Detroit need him?
They need him. They don't have a point guard.
They have three.
No. Well, they don't want Calderon. Get out of here. He's old and hairy.
They do want Calderon.
He's too hairy.
Yeah, didn't they sign him for a couple years?
He is way too hairy, okay? Put Knight at the shooting guard, bring Stuckey off the bench. Plug in Trey Burke, you're looking at a contender. You have Dre Drummond in the middle.
What about Will Bynum?
Oh, oh, please. Oh, no.
Who do they have as their shooting guard right now?
It's Don't Brandon Knight. Any. No, it's no Brandon Knight. He is their shooting guard.
They're He's all dead, isn't guard. He?
He is no. not dead. Rest in peace. Oh, Moose, the Moose in the middle?
I should have said he's expired. Dang it.
Oh, man. The Pistons have major upside, plus a lottery pick. Oh, man.
When you're at the bottom, all you have to go is up.
They have so much talent. It is unbelievable. If they could just get rid of, like, Will Bynum and Charlie Villanueva, they would be even better. They would
How
be better.
How many fights did Villanueva get in this year?
He was in the rotation. After the first 2 months of the season, he was getting mad minutes. Oh man, it was so disturbing. And every time he gets the ball, he shoots. Like literally, they didn't want to inbound it to him because he was going to take a three-quarter shot. I swear, that guy. Don't give him the ball because as soon as he gets it, he's launching it. Ugh.
What about Corey Maggette?
Oh, why are you naming all the worst players?
He's the veteran leader.
No.
Who is then?
Brandon Knight.
He's not a veteran.
Rodney Stuckey, but they're all kind of pissed at him because he's so inefficient. It's like a 34% shooting guard. Oh man.
They need a rebuild.
No.
Just get rid of everybody.
No, they have a great core. And a couple.
They got two good bigs. That's about it.
A couple good role players, and then everyone else, they need to recycle. Like anyone that's bald, recycle. They need to just get rid of anyone that's balding, anyone that's European and has too much chest hair, recycle. Other than that, they are filled with all stars. Telling you. I can't wait till they, next year and they draft Trey Burke. Oh man. Watch out.
So absurd.
Is he going to be a point guard or shooting guard?
He'll be the combo guard.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, another combo guard.
They can't make up their minds where to play him.
They're just going to play three point guards and then the Twin Towers down low. Telling you. Oh, they're going to be so fast. It's going to be like Showtime in downtown Detroit. Mo time. That's what they're going to call it.
What about your favorite team, Chicago?
Yeah, what's tell us about Wrigley.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a lot of things. Wait. McLean, which Chicago are you talking about?
I was talking about Derrick Rose.
Oh, Derrick. Oh,
okay. Never mind. We'll wait about the Cubs.
Oh, okay. So, Derrick Rose. Who needs Derrick Rose when you have Nate Robinson? Nate Robinson isn't afraid. You saw what he did to Miami, right? Everyone saw that, all right?
I saw his face get checked by an elbow.
Nate Robinson isn't afraid to lose, and that's the best part about Nate Robinson. It's also the worst part about Nate Robinson because he thinks he's making the next shot. He just thinks he's making it no matter what. And so that means he takes a lot of really bad shots.
It's kind of like Westbrook but without the confidence. Or without the results?
Yeah, without the results. Because he has the confidence.
Yeah, that's true.
And he has most of the skills. It's just he's also 5 foot nothing. And that is a big deal when you're trying to shoot over, you know, a 6'7" guy. He's fast. He's talented. He's strong. But he's also 5 foot nothing. Mix that with extreme confidence.
Didn't he block Yao Ming once?
That's what I'm talking about.
He didn't get injured at half court at Auburn Hills, did he?
After hitting a three?
Yeah.
Nothing but net. Make Ray Allen blush. Oh, man.
Because I know another guy that was about 5 foot nothing that...
All net?
Who thought every shot was going in?
Oh, man, that is so true. I do think every shot's going in. You're so right. I just can't pass. I'm not a good passer, but man, I'll shoot. So maybe that was Nate Robinson.
Half court.
Okay, so the Bulls, they're frauds. They're frauds. I mean, they're not as good. They're tough, and they try to punch you into losing, but it's not going to happen. And eventually, they're going to have to play the Heat. If they somehow miraculously get to play the Heat, they're going to get swept. That's the bottom line. Okay. Now on to Wrigley. Now that the city of Chicago has committed to Wrigley and committed to the Chicago Cubs, I predict in less than 5 years, there will be a World Series championship on the north side.
How does a half a billion stadium renovation get you a championship?
It's not just the fans that they're thinking about. It's things like a clean locker room, a locker room that fits the modern player. So they're not all scrunched in. It's not just everyone's at Wrigley and this is fun and it's clean. It's also having something like a weight room and somewhere to relax.
How about a scoreboard to dramatically replay over and over and over Bartman catching a ball and interfering?
It's all about that.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Or and grounders going past Alex Gonzalez's legs.
You can't be satisfied with just having or taking advantage of the greatest fans in the world because they're going to show up no matter what.
And they're adding parking? Who cares?
Oh, you need parking.
Everybody takes the train or walks. Where are they even going to do this at?
They're going to tear down and it's just going to be a concrete slab around Wrigley. It's just going
to
be concrete.
Tear down that McDonald's there next to the stadium.
They
just
better
build
not.
A large like 10-deck parking lot.
They better not. That's a staple. They need that McDonald's there.
And McDonald's gets packed.
Oh man. So I am so glad that Chicago has finally decided to win a World Series. That's the best part. It's like you can just decide.
They figure, well, we've put enough money into players that don't work. Let's put money into the actual stadium for once.
You put money into the stadium and you'll be given a World Series.
It worked for the Red Sox.
Absolutely. And they're following the motto. It's Theo Epstein.
That's true. He's the one that probably pitched the idea.
If you pay, it will come.
What was I going to say? They talked about, what I haven't heard yet is where they're going to go during this time. Are they going to play anywhere else, or are they going to actually make all the renovations just during the off season?
Well, they're not making the playoffs anytime soon, so they'll have all of October to make these renovations. And as far as I know, they cannot play anywhere else. They belong in Wrigley, and that's where they'll be while all this. I mean, the stadium was falling apart, Bourne, and they were still playing games.
I've seen the netting.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine. There'll be a half jumbotron out there while the Cubs are losing 7-0 to the Giants. Don't worry about that.
And Rizzo's batting like 177.
Yeah, absolutely. You can count on that.
All right.
So don't worry about Wrigley. Don't worry about the Cubs. And I like what Epstein's doing. Lose now to win later. That's the key to baseball, is you build through losing.
Well, plus it's the one year 100s next year, so they don't want to win this year anyway.
Yeah, because it'll look bad, right?
Right.
When they're a 500 team, be really bad. And I've been playing my franchise mode.
Oh yeah.
In MLB The Show, and
I saw you got walloped by the Brewers the other day.
Oh my gosh. The problem is I want it to be realistic, right? So the Cubs are not a good team. But I swept the Pirates to begin the season, so I'm like, oh, I can overcome their deficiencies. I am actually making Cubs better. Then I lost 1 out of 3 to the Braves, and I'm like, okay, bringing myself down to earth, but I'm still 4-2. That's a great record. Then I lost every game the next week, and I got upset and started changing stuff because this can't happen. I'm not.
You make trades and
they're
stuff?
Not this bad. No, I'm like adjusting settings. Like, oh, wait, the timing on this is way too off. There's something wrong with these.
I need to change this back to rookie.
This can't be true. There's no way this is, you know, wow, they really messed up these sliders. Let me fix this.
These sliders all the way down.
Yeah. So then, you know, but as soon as I do that, and because I want a simulation experience, because as soon as I do something like that.
You only cheat yourself.
Yep. And I win and I'm like, but that's not a real win.
Yep.
That's not a real win. So then I got to change it back and I got to replay that game. And then I lose and I get upset and I'm like, well, maybe it was a little bit off. And I just do this back and forth game all season long. It's not the best way to play a sports game. It really isn't, but that's what I do.
Yeah, I haven't started any franchise yet, but I will here soon.
Well, McLean started a franchise, and he won and lost the World Series.
You've already won?
No,
not technically. How did it happen?
It wasn't the World Series. It was the ALCS. I was up against Boston for Game 7. And
closing it out?
No, well, I was up. I used Yu Darvish, right? Because he's the ace.
The U.
Okay.
The U, even though he was like on 3 days rest.
Ooh.
No, that doesn't matter. He's the U.
Yep, the U.
So I gave up 2 runs in the first inning.
Wow.
Yeah, but like up till like the 6th inning, I finally got my first run and I hadn't given up anything. And then I took him out and I was still losing the 8th inning. Like I wasn't worried because it was 1 run until the 8th inning. And I brought in Brzezinski.
Ooh.
Off the bench.
AJ Brzezinski.
Right. Yes, AJ. Because I needed a home run.
Oh, of course.
That was the goal. Just get a home run. And the very first pitch, I got a home run.
So it worked out for you.
Yeah, it worked out.
It worked. All right.
Yeah, and then the 9th inning, I don't remember who I brought in, but he gave up a run.
Oh, man.
So now I'm losing again. And then Nelson Cruz came through and got like a double.
Well, he is Nelson Cruz, so you kind of expect that.
Yeah, I expect that. And then I brought him in easily, and we went extra innings. And then up to, I went all the way to like the 16th inning, nobody scored. But there were several situations with people left on third for both teams. And then.
So wait a minute. This is getting intense now.
It was very intense. I was up late. This was going on forever. I didn't think it was ever going to end.
Okay.
Was the sun coming up?
The sun was coming up. And then Nelson Cruz comes up, right?
Yeah.
And they just brought in a new pitcher.
Oh, okay.
And like the second pitch, I homered it. And I was in the bottom of the inning. So it was walk-off homer.
That's it. It's over. You've won.
Game's over. Nelson Cruz running the bases. Everyone's going crazy.
You're going to the World Series.
We're going to the World Series.
Was a tear coming down?
You just won the pennant.
Yes. I was finally going to get to go to sleep. And then the game froze.
So 16 innings.
Yes.
And then the game froze. But you won.
Well, I didn't win because it didn't save. The game never happened.
So then what happened?
So then I just started up today and just simmed it. And I lost in the World Series.
So what could have been?
Yes.
This is this kind of reminds me of Bioshock Infinite, actually. Right? Because all these different realities.
Oh, I see.
What could have been, I mean, if it would have saved, what would have happened? You might have ate some bad food in celebration and got sick.
I prefer to think that Back to the Future is a better representation of this analogy.
Like I said, Bioshock Infinite. All these different branching paths.
Yeah.
That is a critical moment for you right there.
Maybe it's better that it froze.
I wonder what ALCS winning McLean is doing right now. Do you think he's doing this right now?
He's probably throwing baseballs at black people.
He did hit me, that's for sure.
Wow. Unbelievable.
He did. Whoa. I forget who it was he threw at me.
That one got away from me.
And he threw one actually behind me somehow.
That wasn't on purpose. I was trying to throw a strike. Okay, so that reminds me that you can hit four batters in a row before you get thrown out of a game. That is confirmed. That is confirmed.
But you can do 3, gap 1, 3, gap 1.
I need to test that. I might be 4 total. I don't know. But I know for sure if it's 4 in a row, you're out of here.
It's important information, E-Diddy.
And
why do they automatically think 4 in a row is on purpose but not 3?
3 in a row is accidental. And you can hit a 5th batter in a row as long as it's your next pitcher.
And he won't get ejected?
Nope. Confirmed. I do not like that you can't argue ejections, though.
Yeah, like that was great about MLB or EA.
Yeah, MVP baseball.
MVP, yeah.
Yep. I did enjoy that you could argue and then either get kicked out yourself as the manager or just pump your team up.
Yeah.
So, I'd really like to bring them back. Boren, we can talk about our game. We played our league game.
Did you save a copy of it? Because I forgot.
I didn't save a copy of it. Because you have to go in manual like last year.
Yeah, but I thought I played it, but it didn't give me any
like save option.
Yeah, and then I just forgot to make an attempt. I guess.
Well,
after the fact,
it's been verified. McLean did look at the box score, and he did agree with me that it's one of those games where the better team didn't win. Like, I should have won. You had 3 errors. You had one more hit than me, and you caught me at a bad time because I really wanted to beat Franchise by 10 runs, and he just keeps freezing.
Yeah, well, you can't really do anything with guys on base. That's your problem.
Yeah.
You got guys loaded, I think, once or twice, and I got out of it.
Less than two outs.
Yep.
At least one of the times I know it was less than two outs.
Yep.
I don't know about the other, but yeah.
I didn't throw at you, and I didn't throw behind you.
You did.
What was the pitching stats, though? I didn't really pay attention to those. I know I struck out a lot at the beginning of the game.
I think you had 8 strikeouts. I had 5, 3 base on balls. I don't remember.
I'm still ticked about the whole timing issue with the batting. I can't believe that's...
Well, you know what was throwing me off?
What's that?
You were hitting the swing button, either intentionally or not intentionally, to slow my fast pitching down.
Yep. And they also give you that time. You can call time now. I like that.
Yeah. So that was...
Yeah, I do slow you down. I'll try and slow everybody. Hit down on the directional pad.
Right. I'm going to have to call time.
Yep.
So that was really throwing me off because nobody else had done that up to that point.
Good, good, good.
Man,
yeah, I hate... Oh, man. That's like basically everything that I brought up in the last podcast of... Running, like, if the person automatically runs after they get a walk or whatever, or if they try and run off, beyond the base paths often, or they'll go back and forth
right.
Running, stuff like that.
Yep.
Quick pitching is another one.
Oh,
basically.
Man. I was like, come on. I was trying to get it in there before you. Nothing I could do. But it was a good game, like we always have. I'm still looking for my next victim to beat by 10 runs. So if you're out there and we haven't played yet, come get some of this because I need another W.
Did you end up playing Canuck at all?
I did play him. I destroyed him. He couldn't get anything going. I scored a bunch of runs right at the beginning of the game. And we did crash. He lost power.
Oh.
In the 7th or 8th inning when he's down by 10 runs. Like, oh, yeah, sure. Sure. I would lose power too if I was down by 10 runs and live in Canada. Sure. So that game counted. I don't know. McLean, yours didn't count.
No.
That's weird because I was up by 10.
Games that have happened.
That have done that?
I've lost like that. Yeah. Cause when I played, Step Aside, I had to play them twice. We played back to back cause the first game just erased.
Yeah. That's, I was afraid that ours was going to get erased. But I think it has something to do with if both players quit out of the game before it goes back to the menu, then it doesn't get recorded.
Doesn't register.
But if one of the players quits and you let it go through the motions and then finally says it's disconnected from that player, return to the menu, it records the game. I think that's the trick because no, Canuck went offline and then I left the game running and it recorded. So we'll see. Hopefully we get this season in. Franchise can't connect to anybody. I only have to play a few more people, and I've played all my games. So we'll see.
Yeah, I got to play both Williams brothers yet.
Okay. Anything else sports? We can go over these NBA brackets or these NBA scores real quick.
Or we can talk about the FGC.
No.
Real quick. That's sports.
McLean doesn't even watch fighting games anymore.
I do.
McLean...
They're getting hard to watch, though.
Did you watch the Texas Showdown?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. What's up with pot splits?
Yeah, it's dead.
Ridiculous. Marvel vs. Capcom 3, done. Injustice, the new shit.
But, no, Injustice is stupid.
But it is Injustice, new.
Yeah, but it's the new shit.
It's just spamming projectiles. E. Diddy, you would love it.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. You just it's sit like, full screen and spam.
Well, it is like base. It's Mortal Kombat, but with lamer characters and no blood.
It has a little bit of blood.
Yeah, a teen amount of blood.
Teen amount of blood is kind of a lot of blood, just so you know.
Well, I don't know. Like, that was the determinant in the old days.
10 plus would be like, come on, get out of here. But T, no, that's some blood.
It's not that much.
All right, NBA scoreboard. TPS NBA scoreboard. Bourne, you're down by 200 still, 250 about, to basketball reasons in our championship. It's very unlikely that you can make up those points, even though you both have full rosters tomorrow. like we said earlier, many of your players are day to day and probably not going to play.
Not going to play.
Yep.
Second consecutive place.
Hey, it's better than McLean, right?
Always a bridesmaid.
Always a bridesmaid.
Right. I've won though.
For basketball?
No, for NFL.
Always a bridesmaid.
That year didn't count.
Yep, that year.
That year didn't count.
Not sanctioned.
All right. Well, I guess then he did. He's never made the playoffs.
Whoa! Is that true? Is that true? Have I never made the playoffs?
That might be true.
That might be true. Well, technically, the MLB is in the playoff all year, so boom. Consolation. So it's
like a participation trophy.
Consolation ladder. The Big Tomatoes versus the Mexico Brown Bombers. Tomatoes haven't set their lineup for weeks.
Kobe's still in.
They're down by 400 points.
Kobe
is your top scorer, even though he has a torn Achilles tendon. That's how important he was to your team. Awful. Just awful.
Now, do we have keepers for basketball?
No keepers for basketball.
Great.
No, Edidi won't let us because he didn't get LeBron.
Yeah, when I get LeBron, then we will consider keepers. All right, on to the consolation ladder. The one that nobody cares about, Milwaukee Bucks versus Drago.
What about my team?
Well, what about your team?
My team finally showed up this week.
What do you mean showed up? You haven't even, you're the third highest score.
I didn't set my lineup.
Actually, I'm going to pass you.
Whoa, you can't pass me.
I will pass you. I'm looking,
wait. You didn't see my moves though?
Hand baskets, ball riders, and Drago are gonna pass you. So your team showing up doesn't really mean much. What are your pickups? What are your pickups?
No, I dropped Luol Deng.
Oh. And then you picked him up again. You dropped him and then you picked him up.
Yes.
Cause nobody wanted that hot trash.
No, I made sure everybody who's still paying attention to this league was below me.
In the waiver?
So I just dropped in, like, to give you false hope. And because you got to drop Luol Deng. That's a tradition.
That's a
tradition.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
And then you have a new avatar. I haven't noticed this.
I just saw this.
When was this? Was this their rookie year?
It had to be, right?
Yeah, it was, I think, a long time ago.
Yeah, really.
Good old days.
Oh, man.
When Dirk was light enough to be put onto Cuban's back.
Or when Mark Cuban was strong enough to pick him up.
Well, why wouldn't Nash be on his back? Let's be honest here. Is this some kind of message that Mark Cuban has been carrying Dirk? Is that what this means? Is this a silent protest by you to get rid of Dirk? I see. I'm reading between the lines here.
Silent protest.
Bring back Nash? I think that's what's going on here. Your team is still bad.
What are you talking about? I would have beaten anybody.
Andrew Bogut, really? Jared Bayless? Didn't you have him once already?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to my team.
Dirk? Ugh. Yeah. You're lucky we don't
have I would have beaten basketball reasons.
OJ Mayo has -3 against Memphis. Is that the game he got called out?
Look at all of the recent games.
Yeah, he had 20 against Denver. Came to play.
That was the exception.
Yeah, he's been really bad for like weeks now.
Look forward to that.
We're going to have to propose to open up the matchup acquisitions next year.
What do you mean? Like just more?
Add more at least for the final week.
Did you use them all?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you used all your...
Yeah.
On what?
On guys, because everybody else of my good players got benched.
That's true. Your team was too good, Bourne.
Yeah, it was.
You were cursed by talent. That's my curse. Cursed with talent.
Yep.
I don't know how it feels. All right, so next update. Bucks, Drago, blah. I'm not a Racers versus franchise. This could have been interesting, but nobody's paying attention.
And neither of them are getting... Well, Racist is going to get kicked, right?
Yes.
That's what we determined?
Racist and Bucks are both going to get kicked.
Right, okay.
So that'll leave a better opportunity for me to get James. less people to choose from when it comes to the random selection for first random, wink, wink, random, yep, for the first pick of next year's draft.
Watch LeBron just get, like, shot in the knee.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa.
I hope the shooter isn't wearing a Speedo saying, bruh. And the TPSN Ball Riders versus Hell in a Handbasket, and this is a close matchup. And like I said a couple weeks ago, that the consolation playoffs were really the harder playoffs because we already went through it. Just more teams to beat, more quality wins, and I think I'm going to pull it out. He's only has one player going today, and it's going to be a nail biter tomorrow when we both have full rosters.
His matchup acquisitions are taken.
Oh, good. Excellent. So I can still make some moves without being worried that he's going to come in and steal some of my players. Yep. I still have some decisions to make. Do I keep Joe Johnson in or...
You still have him?
Steamsma.
Oh, you realize season fell apart.
You realize this win is still going to put you below 500, right?
It's all about the playoffs.
Which you're not in.
And my team has so much upside. Like, you guys are lucky that we don't have keepers.
Where's the upside?
Jimmy Butler, have you seen him playing lately? He's been like an all-star. Oh my gosh, he is so good. The Birdman, he's like a double-double machine, even though he hasn't actually gotten a double-double.
Yeah. He's a poor man's Josh McRoberts.
Eric Gordon for free and both of his knees? Come on.
Where did Birdman's name derive from?
Is it because he's painted like a pelican?
I don't know.
Come on, McLean, you know.
Birdman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it because he's a drug addict?
What does that have to do with birds?
I have no idea. I'm just...
Flying high?
I don't know why. All right, Chris Anderson, NBA nicknames at SI.com. Actually, sportsillustrated.cnn.com. It's his alter ego.
What is he, bipolar?
Chris Anderson's alter ego, Birdman, is an ode to the Denver Nuggets center's tenacious playing style. He leaps to the basket, flies through the lane, and blocks whatever shots he can. He earned the nickname in the summer league, and his play in the summer league has solidified his bird-like persona. The tattoos, tattooing a series of feathers across his back and doing his celebratory arm flaps after he makes a good play.
This is coming from Sports Illustrated?
Oh yeah. NBA wow. Nicknames. Look it up. Oh, that's number 35 or 38. Hold on. Let's go through this. This could be interesting. Who else do they got on here? Well, who's number one? Dwayne Wade. Wow. World of Wade. Self-proclaimed nickname, which is awful, right?
Yeah.
Like the worst nickname ever. We're not even going to entertain that because that's just terrible.
That was number one?
That's number one.
Whoa.
Okay.
These are all basketball?
Yes, these are all NBA nicknames. Number two, Jerry West, he has two. First nickname, Mr. Clutch. Second nickname, The Logo. Has anybody ever heard him called The Logo?
Yeah, I actually have heard that.
Really?
Yeah. I call him The Logo.
No, you don't. Wow. Let's see.
He's The Logo.
He is The Logo, but you're not saying that in a nickname way. You're just saying that he's The Logo. Wow.
That should be number one.
Number three. Hold on. Earl the Pearl. That makes sense, right? Oh, wait. Black Jesus is what he's known on the playgrounds. That's better. I like that one way better.
Is Clyde the Glide in there?
Let me see here. It's Clyde. There's Charles Barkley. I don't see Clyde the Glide.
Is Dr. Clutch in there?
Nope. Grandmama's in here. The answer, wait, who is this Toronto Raptor? Hold on. There's a Toronto Raptor on here. Oh, Sean Marion played for the Raptors?
Yeah.
What? I don't even remember that.
He got traded for Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh my gosh. I totally missed that in his career. Paul Pierce, the truth. Gilbert Arenas, the shooter. Wait, what?
I thought he was Agent Zero.
Yeah, I might have made that one up.
The shooter.
Rafer Alston, skip to my Lou.
Ooh, that's a classic.
Is that a classic?
That is a classic.
That's his and one name, right?
Yeah.
That's his and one name. Oh, we all know this, right? Okay, here, how about you guys guess him? All right, Big Baby.
Glenn Davis.
Glenn Davis,
yeah. Yep, Glenn Davis. All right, 1 point for McLean.
Okay.
AK-47.
Andre Kirilenko.
Oh, born. Coming back strong. All right, I already did that one. Hold on, let me skip over.
That is a perfect nickname. I think that might be one of my favorites.
AK-47?
Yeah.
Yeah, that and the shooter.
All right, hold on. Next one. How about, here we go. No one will get this one. Popeye.
Popeye Jones.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my God.
Popeye Jones. Where's Tomato at? And all
what?
This.
Oh, I didn't know we were playing a game.
What do you mean? The Junkyard Dog.
John McClane.
Junkyard Dog.
This is like, no, you got to be a deep, deep, deep
Rodney Stuckey
Detroit Pistons fan to get this.
Luol Deng.
Jerome Williams. He didn't get any minutes at all, so nobody should know that. A point for everyone for not knowing. The glove.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Man. Come on. The glove. Defense.
Dennis Rodman?
Oh, my no. gosh.
Bruce Bowden?
Oh, Gary Payton.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, come on. The answer.
Allen Iverson.
Yep. The Black Mamba.
Kobe.
Shaq.
The Big Ticket.
Shaq.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett. The Big Diesel.
Kobe.
Come on, Tomato. That's yours.
He's hyperventilating.
Wade.
Grandmama.
Larry, what's his name?
Larry Bird. Flap, flap.
Larry Johnson.
Larry Smith?
No, Larry Johnson. The mailman.
Malone.
The round mound of rebound.
Sir Charles Barkley.
Oh, he had two?
Yeah, Sir Charles and the round mound of rebound. The microwave. Oh, come
what?
On. Do not disrespect one of the greatest championship teams the NBA has ever seen.
Who is the microwave?
The microwave. Instant offense. Come on.
Reggie Miller.
Oh, my gosh. The microwave. You guys don't know the microwave?
The internet knows the microwave.
Vinny Johnson. From those 89-90 Detroit Pistons. He played for Dallas, McLean.
Point for everybody.
Never heard of him.
Point for everybody.
How many points do I have?
You have -3.
Dang.
Bimbo.
Bimbo?
Bimbo.
Steve Nash.
I can't say his full name. It's like
Biak or
No.
Bambino.
Vernal Bimbo Coles.
Hmm.
Point for everybody. The human highlight film.
Vince Carter?
Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, that's right.
Vince Carter's human highlight reel. I'm not even going to give this one. Minus a point for everyone for them even asking. His Airness, Air Jordan, blah, blah, blah. That shouldn't even be on here. He should be in a category all by himself. All right, last one. Last one. That one's too easy. Can't give you that one. That one's way too easy. Oh, that one's way too easy. All right, there's not many left here. Oh, that ain't even a nickname. I thought this was his real name. World Be Free? Wasn't that his real name?
Yeah, that's his real name.
Oh, man. All right, here it is. The last one. Chocolate Thunder.
Shaq.
Come on, Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, man.
I know this name?
Daryl Dawkins.
Daryl Dawkins.
Yeah. All right, next. This is the final one.
Okay, when you're done, I got one for you.
This is for 100 points. The Hick from French Lick.
Pistol Pete?
No.
Is it Pow?
No.
Is it Mark?
Larry Legend.
He's not French.
He's from French Lick.
French Lick. Yeah, Indiana.
Yeah.
That's not real.
All right, give me yours for 1,000,000 points.
All right. His nickname is The Stormin' Mormon.
Sean Bradley.
His real name is, his first real name, his first and middle real name are James Taft.
I thought this was supposed to be in sports.
And his last name is Fredette.
He's called the Stormin' Mormon.
Yeah, because he rains J's.
On your face. Rains J's on your face. All right, so that's it for the TPS NBA. Quickly on to TPS MLB. And I still don't completely understand rotisserie fantasy baseball. But I did make another blockbuster trade.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised about this one, John.
I got rid of the old and busted and completely unreliable and will probably get hurt real soon, Mariano Rivera, who will not have nearly...
Oh, wait, never mind. You lost this trade.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Whoop.
I got D-Hall.
Beep.
I got D-Hall, who had 6 strikeouts today, no earned runs in 7 innings pitched.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who
and
are they playing?
And then your good players got D-Hall
playing
off.
Today.
What you do can't you always play the Cubs.
Yeah, you can't play the Cubs every game.
He might pitch against them once all season, though.
And he still might not get a win.
Can I also say, just as a segue here, or it's not really a segue, it's a side note. I don't like how they're playing, like, interleague every other week.
Oh, but it's just going to get worse.
I know.
You don't like interleague
just
now?
Because the Astros moved?
Yeah. That's much opened the floodgates for interleague all the time throughout the season.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. That's the deal. It's over. Baseball as we know it. Cubs are getting a new stadium in their old stadium and interleague pay all the time.
Now now the Cubs are definitely not going to be able to win then because they're going to have 30% of their losses are going to be, well, I should say, they're going to have like at least 30 losses from just American League teams now.
They should make everyone play without a DH. How about that? Would that make you feel better?
Well, the Texas Rangers were at Chicago today, so they didn't have a DH player, and they still only got 2 hits. So you sure you want to?
It's not over, or is it? Is it over?
Well,
no.
Yeah. So they rally caps are on. Born.
So what happened? Like it only shows that Derek Holland had 1 at bat or no at bats.
He probably sacrificed then.
He got a walk.
See,
the pitcher got a walk. Your guys can't even strike out a pitcher.
What do you mean? They're pitching around him. He's dangerous.
He's not dangerous. He's an American League pitcher.
He is underrated as a batter. He's going to win the Silver Slugger as a pitcher.
Let's not watch their film on Derek Holland. They're worried about him.
He's got a 1,000 on-base percentage.
See?
Oh, my God.
So I got the better deal. Now that you've seen the information.
Anytime you're giving up the best closer in the history of baseball when he is healthy...
But he's terrible.
What do you mean he's terrible?
Well, here's how I did the math, okay? The Yankees are not going to win their division. That means they're not going to win 90 games. That means that he's not going to get nearly the opportunities for saves. I have him maxing out at like 30 to 35. Because
that's still good. It's still almost elite. It's like second tier.
But I got free 7 strikeouts.
You're right to preface this whole MLB talk by saying you still don't quite understand how rotisserie fantasy baseball works.
And McClain was trying to stock up on closers, so it was kind of like taking candy from a baby.
Well, sure. Where was John at right now? Right now it says he's in third place. So basically, all he's trying to do is trying to grab almost every pitching category that he can that he can win a couple of the batting categories. And right now he just went above me. Real-time stats. He just went up.
Live looking. Look at who's leading this league in saves. I can afford to give away saves.
Wait a minute. Look who's in second.
Wait, what do you mean?
Who just got the greatest closer of all time?
Who got the most washed up closer?
Doesn't matter.
Currently active. Oh my gosh. Just wait. When he breaks his other leg and he has to retire because he's so old because his arm falls off.
Fine, but it might happen next year, the year after, not this year.
No, it's going to happen this year. His body is not ready to pitch.
Well, just wait till the Dutch oven gets burnt.
Yeah.
Wait till he has to play the 29th best team instead of the 30th.
Well, what I want to know is, after this win tonight, did he rush into the clubhouse and get his little mustache shaved off?
His 500 stash? Oh, man. My team has gotten so much better since this trade. 7 free innings, only giving up 2 hits. Oh my god!
But there's probably better pitchers on the.
Oh no! Oh no! Look at his stats.
Have Let's you check seen?
It. He goes Let's deep.
He's rotation.
Look. Well, I'm not talking about players on his own team. So I'm saying there are better players on the free agent pool. Probably.
He's gone 7 innings in all 3 of his starts. He's only given up 4 earned runs all season.
Pitchers. Hisashi Iwakuma.
Who?
Ranked ninth best pitcher in our league right now. He's unclaimed, and Edie just traded the best closer.
No, he is not the best closer.
Let's see where he was
the best closer. You're giving him way too much credit.
No, I'm not.
My gosh. He is not what he was. He's got.
Well, the best closer is Romo, of course. That's a no-brainer.
Followed by Dirk, right?
Of course.
Let's see here. You traded. He's not in the top 50. He's not in the top 55.
But those are not considered this.
Not in the top 65.
These stats right now.
Not in the top 70.
That's you based off of
77th best ranked pitcher.
That's last year's ranking.
No, it's 2013 season.
No.
It's a 2013.
He only has given up 4. I'm telling you, Holland is a sleeper. I will have more points with him than anyone I could have picked up off the waiver wire and Mariano Rivera combined.
He is immediately your best pitcher.
Oh, gosh.
Well, to be fair, Mariano is the 81st ranked reliever. But he's on his way up.
No, that's his ceiling. I'm telling you.
He's only played 4 games.
I know, and that's my point.
Here's the argument, though. The counter argument to your point is that guys on teams like the Pirates, like Joel Hanrahan last year, have more value than guys if he was on like the Yankees, because Yankees always had almost too much offense to really be as good, like to let the closer be even better than what they actually could be. So with close games, which the Yankees are going to do this year, I think, because a lot of their power guys are injured, the games are going to either be, for the most part, they're going to be a lot closer than they have in the last couple of years.
Maybe.
I just got a save today. I just noticed.
From Mariano?
Yeah.
So far today, it's been a win-win. But
am I tied for saves now?
No. You're still behind me.
You're in. You're tied for second.
See, so no, you're way
you're
behind.
In second place. You were in second place.
Boom. Behind who? The saves leader.
Yeah, but you just are going to give it up. You're going to give up a rotisserie spot.
No, I'm going to still win saves and get more Ks.
You're only up by 1 save.
That's like 3 miles in distance.
And you're last place in Ks.
Yeah, that's why I needed Ks.
Derek Holland's not your best source of Ks.
He is so good. I'm telling you. You guys are under. I'm gonna. Does he have a Twitter? I need to tweet it.
Dutch Oven. It's Dutch Oven.
At the Dutch Oven.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, unbelievable, unbelievable. Okay, so tell me about your guys' team. How are you doing, Bourne?
I still really like my team. I just lost Granky, which could hurt, but I don't think I'm going to miss out too much. I picked up Burnett earlier in the week to try and help out with keeping my Ks up. And right now my offense is on fire. We're batting 405 today. 17 for 42, 7 runs, 4 home runs, 14 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. So offensively, I'm leading 3 categories, and I'm in second in 2 of the other 5. I just need to try and pick up a couple pitching categories to make a run for Canada, because his team's pretty well stacked on both sides. Justin Upton's been a beast this year, and he's got both Kershaw and Verlander.
Upton?
And Matt Harvey.
Upton,
Upton.
Not BJ. He's the bad one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're probably not going to play anymore on the same team because BJ's ticked that Justin's playing better than him.
Who's older?
BJ, I believe, by like a couple years. Okay. 2 years, maybe. But Canada's got Aramis Ramirez on his starting lineup, and he's on the DL right now. But he's already got Jeter on his DL himself, so we'll see. I'm close at being able to try and take him on a couple categories for pitching, but I think I might need to keep a closer eye on that in the next couple weeks to really try and solidify a few of those spots. I lost Joel Hanrahan earlier this week, and then I dropped him and put up Kelvin Herrera, who gave up like 4 runs today. And I just got the tweet.
Yeah. Did you tell him you traded away the best closer in history?
Yeah.
We don't need to get into the details.
Yeah, you forgot to leave that part out.
You told him that.
Okay, so after all of that, have you gotten hit with any injuries yet?
Well, just Joel Hanrahan and Greinke.
But, well, Greinke just happened, right?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
So, I mean, other than that, I mean, there's too many good players to drop and pick up somebody else if, okay, if, sorry, I'm reading Metter's comments here. I've got Kubel. I kept Kubel because I think power is going to be really a high commodity this year. Guys who can hit home runs or get RBIs is going to be a really, really hot commodity. So maybe if I'd rather have dropped Kubel than kept Greinke on the table, because Greinke's not going to come back until like 2 months. I don't even know how good he's going to be afterwards. I mean, he had a ribcage sprain 3 years ago when he was playing for the Brewers, and he took like 2 months to rehab and didn't even really become that good almost a month after he was already playing. So it's almost like 3 months away till he's actually going to be contributing much.
Sure. I'm looking here, and didn't I call that Hamilton was going to be the MVP this year?
I think you just said that just because you had spent like $70 on him.
He's terrible.
Yeah. Is he still bad?
He's still bad.
Run, right?
He's got 2 home runs now for the season, and they were in back-to-back games against Houston, which isn't saying much. And it wasn't at Houston. And he's gone over his last 7. So I think that's what's going to happen.
He's in World Series form.
That's what's going to happen for the rest. He's getting protected by Pujols. Or is he protecting Pujols?
Right now, I think they're like last in the division right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, the Rangers were walking Pujols to get to Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad he was.
They just wanted to rub it in, basically.
All right, what about your team, McLean, before Tomato explodes? And the Texas Rangers have broken the game wide open.
Yeah, that sucks. Ugh. I needed Joe Nathan to give me that save.
Not going to happen.
Well, my rotation, my pitching, it's the best by far.
No, except for saves.
Well, that's been fixed, though.
With the
that
old,
was the case.
With the old and busted.
See, that's what happened was my rotation was so stacked. I didn't want to drop anyone. But I needed another closer, and there was no good ones available. And then I saw E. Diddy has a terrible rotation. Maybe he'll take my absolute worst pitcher.
Which is amazing and completely underrated.
Maybe he'll give me the greatest closer in history for me. It was like instant, except.
So wait a minute. Do you have the greatest closers in sports now? Because you had Romo on your fantasy football team. You had Dirk on your fantasy basketball team. Now you have Rivera on your fantasy baseball team.
Well, I have Romo on my pitching team too.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, hold up here. Did I get duped and did him actually saying he said Tony Romo was the best closer in all of
all Romos? And what's funny about this Romo is that franchise drafted him, and then he just dropped him.
So it's one of the
all-star.
It's one of the guys that he spent way too much on, way too fast, and then he
he spent $7.
One guy that he actually spent that actually was worth all of the money that he paid for instead of waiting till like his last draft pick on spending like $20 on Mr. Irrelevant.
Great job, franchise.
And he dropped Sergio Romo, who already has 7 saves.
Wow.
And it looks like he might get another one.
He looks like he's a good Mariano Rivera.
Where does franchise rank here in saves? He's got, 12 saves. He's just trying to spread the wealth, I guess.
He wanted to keep us interested, is all.
My hitting, though, has been terrible.
Well, that, you're...
My star players, the ones who I spent all the money on, are the worst. They've been the absolute worst, like Beltre and Posey and Jason Hayward. Those guys have done nothing.
Yeah, you're betting 188 today. But Beltre did homer.
Yeah, so he's, I don't know, turning it around.
Yes.
And I can't get any RBIs either because, Carl Crawford has like a ton of hits, but he's only got, he's up to 2 RBIs. He only had 1, and it was on a home run. So nobody's getting on base for him.
Well.
And I can't steal stolen bases too. I don't have that either.
You're giving up on stolen bases?
Punting them?
I have a team that was supposed to steal bases according to projections.
Never trust the projections. You thought, trust
ESPN
the projections?
Insider too.
You thought Mariano Rivera was still good.
He just got me a save.
Yeah. That was probably his last save of his career.
No. Well, I did lose Hanley before the season began. He gets steals, right?
Yeah, he's gotten a little slower the last couple years,
he
or
might
not
get
30, trying as much.
25 to 30 for the season now.
Yeah, he needs to come back so Carl Crawford can bring him in.
Look at this. My team is so good.
Carl
I'm like
Crawford,
on the verge.
By the way, steal the draft.
No. How much is
$1.
Pay?
$1.
Okay. Maybe the steal of the draft. Maybe. All right. Anything else? Fantasy baseball. Who's winning?
Talk about your stack team.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of the same old story. I'm at the
your
precipice.
Problem also is you got Giancarlo Stanton.
Ugh.
He's had a really rough start
so
far.
And
this
he's
year.
Mad.
Yeah.
So. And they're not going to let him go. They're going to hold him hostage. Yeah, but he's going to come around. Don't worry about Rizzo.
I'm not worried at all about Rizzo.
Some good things come to those who wait a long time.
What's going on with Stanton? Is he injured?
No.
He had something nagging him. What did it say? Shoulder, it says here. But
he's fine.
He's been he doesn't really have a whole lot of guys setting the table for him. Oh, wow. He's missed the last 5 games?
5 days.
Yeah, that's what I said. Is he injured?
Yeah. I didn't realize he missed that many.
He's day to day.
Just drop him.
He's only got 3 hits?
No. That means he's just going to hit 400 for the rest of the season when he does finally come back.
Just got to get those all out of his system.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the baseball writers. They're in great shape. Great, great shape. Just stacked up on strikeouts.
Not saves.
Already leading this league in saves, so don't got to worry about that. Right on the edge of taking over first in runs.
I saw you did sneak up in the standings the other day, but now you dropped back down to fourth. You're behind me in fourth place, 54 to 45, so that spread's only going to get larger, I think.
It's a long season.
Yeah, he did. He was eighth like for the first couple weeks or however long it's been.
And then I did the Mormon Rush or whatever. Whatever that was.
The Stormin' Mormon?
Yeah, the Stormin' Mormon. Okay, let me look at the other teams here real quick. It looks like Team Canada doing all right and tied for first right now with the Monster Dongs, Mexico Monster Dongs. Like you said, Bourne, you're in third. But Baseball Writers in fourth. Team Franchise somehow in fifth.
Oh, Dongs just moved up to first place.
Since in the last 5 seconds?
Real-time chat. Yeah, real-time stats. Right.
So Dongs in first now. Boy Howdy in sixth. This is hockey, right? in seventh, and Team Chuck Norris in eighth. And this is a running change, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's real time.
Look, at any moment, Team Chuck Norris could be first.
Well, he'd have to have a monster day.
So probably not going to happen.
It's a long season.
It's a long, long season. All right. I guess that's it. Anything else to close us off on fantasy or sports or Bioshock Infinite?
Afterwards.
McLean?
I played Defiance and it sucks.
Oh, whoa.
What?
It's not good, I agree. But there are really good things about it. All right, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll be back at some point closer to the football season.
Yeah, the whole thing about this was we were supposed to announce a winner, right?
Yeah, but we can't technically. So follow the Twitters.
Well, we could.
It's probably going to be.
If you're going to announce it, I'm going to print newspapers if I win and hold it up.
You're going to print a book and sell it on Amazon?
Yeah.
Rajon Ronbro wins the championship. So, Ronbro, congratulations, maybe. It's very likely that you're going to win. Because this is the last one, we can't say officially that you've won. And you need to answer my email, whoever you are, so that we can get you your winnings. Because if you don't, there is no way for me to give SpongeBobby's that information. And I did email you.
I might be around second place here.
We don't want it to go to somebody who didn't win.
Well, can't Bourne just say, like, I should have won or the best team didn't win? Like, pulling E. Diddy
only
with Michigan?
Only if he's talking about the baseball or the TPSN ball riders. Because that would be believable. The more impressive playoff run.
Even though my score still would have beaten yours?
All I'm saying is there was more wins in the bad bracket than
does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. More wins. Because he only had four guys going to the playoffs?
I'm just saying there's more wins.
If you're going by that, I don't know. You'd have to do the math because there's a guy in there with one win. It might not even be accurate.
We might need to fact check it.
Yeah, because you're not even. Yeah, because you've only got eight right now.
Yeah, you're right. Only eight.
Yeah, and I've got 14.
But those eight are quality wins. I didn't have an easy schedule like you.
Well, two of my wins came from, right?
Whoa.
Talk about mail-ins.
Don't throw a baseball at me. Okay, so that's it for us. DPS NBA update
Wait a minute.
What?
I just did the math.
Oh, okay.
Wins.
All right.
And in the playoffs, the teams in the playoffs have 52 combined wins.
Okay.
And the teams in the consolation ladder have 43.
So like I said, a more impressive playoff run. So we'll see everyone, or you will hear us in a couple months' time, probably around, what do they call that?
August?
Preseason? They don't call it spring training in football, right? No. Preseason NFL, so we can get hyped about the Michigan Wolverine football team, the Detroit Lions finally winning the Super Bowl.
2014's the year.
Yep. We'll be able to recap the NBA draft and the Pistons.
Kobe getting picked up by the Mavs after being amnestied.
Who, Kobe? Yep. We'll discuss him being on the Mavs. All that. There's a lot to look forward to when we come back late in the summer. So to close us out.
I don't even know if this is good, so.
By request.
John will like it, though.
The Redskins and Cowboys play on Thanksgiving Day. We'll be there.
Encroachment, 78, defense, one first down.
Encroachment, heck, that's more encroachment when you go that far.
Yeah.
You're the big old big cat. You got all this stuff going. You go whap, 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 whap. That's more than encroachment.
Big cat. Big cat went creeping.
Yeah, he's anticipating. When you end up right back there, you got to have another word for it.
Three wide receivers set up. Darius McPhail, the ball carrier, gets up close to a first down, and he gets it.
Who's this guy right here?
Oh, Burt Reynolds. Who's the lady next to him?
Right here.
Yes.
Aunt Margaret?
Yes.
Huh? How's that? Didn't you coach Burt Reynolds?
Yes, I did.
At Florida State?
Yes.
Was he any good?
He was a defensive back.
I know. Was he any good, I said? He probably was.
He had a good personality.
Yeah, those guys can't.
He had a good personality. That's McPhail.
Have you ever seen a defensive back with a good personality that was any good?
Well, that's too many qualifications.
Defensive backs usually don't have nice personalities. And linebackers don't either. I mean, linebackers, you know, they're all half goofy. You know, they got their eyes, you know, staring and looking and crossed. And now, the nice guys are like this guy here, Jason Garrett.
He could be a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, third quarterback, wears a cap, went to Princeton.
Should
you know,
be in politics.
Has all those things going for him. These guys like this guy here, Charles Haley, nope.
No.
No, they're in the other team.
There's no mystery about that. Somebody jumped. Second down at about 7. Dallas 22, Miami 10. 32 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Johnny Greer's had a busy day.
Ball start. 89. Offense. Still second down.
Randall Hill. Here's Charles Haley after a rest.
Well, you know, even when there's a penalty, I mean, he only knows one way to play, and he plays with leverage. And you just see what he does is he gets his helmet and gets everything underneath his guy, because the first thing you want to do is get your guy lifted up.
Lined up at left defensive end.
And he's going against James Brown over there.
Screen pass. McPhail just dropped it. See what our Charles Haley does.
Well, you know, again, he's either going to use speed and just go around a guy, or he's going to make a quick move to the inside. You see what he did there? See, he had Brown on the play before where he jacked him up, and then he wants Brown to get ready for that, and then he's going to hit him and take an inside move on him. Charles is like a boxer. Everything he does is to set up the next thing he's going to do.
Yeah, he's very good with leverage also.
Yeah, and when he's in there, this is one kind of defense. And when he's in there, not in there, it's not as good. I mean, it's not the same defense.
Four wide receivers. Marino out of the shotgun. Fires. Flag on the play. I think the pass might have been intercepted. That's what the Cowboys are indicating. And so is the official. But a flag on the play.
There was Fred Barnett.
Kevin Smith.
Right there. They both went diving for it. Dan Marino, he's there arguing that he had that thing zipped in there.
Both players were going for the ball. There's no infraction. First down, Dallas.
No. Both players going for the ball. No infraction.
Well, here's both players here. What I think they're saying is that Kevin Smith didn't foul. There's no penalty on the play. You know, that they both went for the ball, and then when they came up with it, they say down there that Kevin Smith has it. I don't know how you know from that. I don't know what official would know that Kevin Smith has that ball right now.
Looks like he got it first.
I don't know. Does Ty Bass go to the defense?
I don't think so. But I think he had it first.
I don't know, but Marino when that was out there arguing, he had a pretty good view of it.
Aikman gets to him, and Smith. Dallas at the Miami 30-yard line. And that's the end of the third quarter. The score at Pro Player Stadium. The Dallas Cowboys leading Miami 22-10.